Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Bill Schauser for community comment. We Americans have always been taught to rely on ourselves to achieve, quote, the American dream. There is an iconic idea at the heart of our country. It is that America is a place where anyone can make it, where children grow up expecting to do better than their parents, where a person from any background can become president or even better, a billionaire. Barack Obama, Steve Jobs, and Oprah are spectacular examples, but they turn out to be brilliant exceptions, not representative of the fate of most Americans. A Stanford study set out to quantify the American dream, defining it as the probability that a child born to parents in the bottom 20% of the income distribution makes the leap all the way to the top 20th percentile, the group that controls at least 80% of the nation's wealth. The aggregate data shows that low-income Americans have less than an 8% chance of moving that far up the economic ladder. The American dream, in other words, is alive, but really quite limited. The fundamental question for our society is simple. How do we get to a society that is prosperous, democratic, secure, and well-governed? Denmark has been touted by Bernie Sanders as a social democratic paradise, a system he wants Americans to emulate. Yet Denmark is far from a socialist planned economy, as some would have you believe. Denmark is a market economy, ranking higher than the United States on the Free Market Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Freedom, 8th for Denmark, 17th for the United States. In general, Denmark has an open, competitive economy, but within a system that provides the security of a generous safety net. Let's compare life for the median household income of a family with one child in the two countries. In high-tax Denmark, 45%, the U.S. is 24%, your disposable income after taxes and transfers would be around $15,000 lower than the United States. But in return for your higher tax bill, you would get universal health care, free education, right up through the best graduate schools, worker retraining programs, as well as high-quality infrastructure and mass transit, and still enjoy some 550 more hours of leisure time a year than Americans. With the extra $15,000 under the American system, you have to work longer hours, take fewer vacation days, and fend for yourself on health care, higher education, and retraining when your job vanishes due to automation and globalization. More than just the free education and nice trains, the overwhelming advantage of the Danish system is that it embraces the dynamism at the heart of the modern globalized world and yet eases the anxieties it produces. And these anxieties, of course, have reached new heights amid the pandemic. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.